We're into our Wood County Hospital postgame show. Bowling Green falls to Central Michigan this afternoon, 84-75. Chips win it. We're joined now by head coach Michael Huger to talk about this game. Coach, I'm sure this could go down as a game that was a woulda, coulda, shoulda. You had a 15-point lead in the second half. Was there a turning point or something that changed that allowed Central to get back in the game and then win?
They started to make shots, and that was the biggest thing. They started to make shots. We turned the ball over 18 times, and they scored 25 points off our 18 turnovers. That's the ball game.
Yeah, and defensively, clearly you would have liked a few more stops, but I remember we talked in the pregame about turnovers that really hurt you. The live ball turnovers seemed like you had a few more of those today.
We had a bunch of live ball turnovers, and that's the game. It's hard to beat anyone if you turn the ball over 18 times and they score 25 points off your turnovers. And it was careless turnovers. It wasn't the pressure. They didn't have extreme pressure where we were turning the ball over. We just made careless passes, not breaking hard enough to the ball. And it's basketball. We gotta be sharp every game. And we weren't sharp today.
Coach, I think sometimes folks assume that playing with the lead is a lot easier than playing from behind, but it's a different mindset. Sometimes you kind of play to protect the lead instead of just keep playing to expand the lead. Was there maybe some of that?
No. I just thought we made careless mistakes. I mean, we get up 15, and then we think we don't have to really play defense right now. They've been missing shots instead of forcing them to miss shots. And, that was the difference in the game. We weren't able to we kind of turn it on and off, and we turned it off when we went up 15 thinking the game was over, and we started to make careless passes and, just wasn't strong enough with the ball, and we turned it over and they go down and score. And, that's the game.
Tale of two halves for DiMaggio Wiggins. Two early fouls had him sitting almost the entire first half. He came in the second half and you guys were able to get him right back in the flow of things, and he ends up with another double-double. Again, that's not always easy to sit the whole first half and come back in and play well like you did.
Credit to DiMaggio. He was focused in on rebounding and scoring on the low block. We got to be able to get him more touches, but it worked both ways. We have to be able to see him, and he has to want the ball and call for the ball more, and, he'll be able to produce. So I thought he had a really good night, and, we got to move on to the next one.
Yeah, it was kind of the opposite day for Derek Koch. He had all 11 of his points in the first half, maybe a function of DiMaggio not being in there, but a strong game offensively for Derek.
He played well rebounded the ball well. We got to be able to finish everything around the basket. We don't get a lot of cracks at that, so we got to make them count. And, we just got to continue to fight and continue to get better. I mean, that's what it's all about right now.
Derek also took at least two charges, maybe three. There were a few instances where he was able to really cover on the pick and then come out and cover his man, too. A few instances, he played tremendous defense there.
Oh, yeah, he was very good defensively. He rebounded the ball well. He did his job. So he was good. He was really good.
Coach, this team continues to be on a bit of a roller coaster, and I know that sometimes with a young team you expect a little bit of up and down, but it can be a little frustrating that you can't smooth this out at a high level, right?
You want that consistent effort every day in practice, every day in the games that you play. And, some days we bring it and some days we don't. And, we relax a lot, and that's the thing that, drives me crazy is, we get satisfied, and we can't, never be satisfied with where we are. We always got to keep pushing forward, and, we got to get that through to them.
Coach, appreciate you joining us here after the game. Get back on track, hopefully, on Tuesday.
Yep, thank you.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger in our Wood County Hospital postgame show. Falcons fall to Central Michigan 84-75.